Next time we started talking about the mitzvah of milah, I'd like to continue our discussion and maybe to conclude our discussion. There's a lot to talk about in this milah, but just a few of the very important facts, a few of the important inyanim that are discussed by the poskim. So we didn't talk last time about the milah itself. What is the mitzvah of milah composed of? We discussed whether there's shlichus in the mitzvah of milah, discussed the zman of milah from the pasuk in Parshas Tazria. But what is milah composed of? So the truth is that this is not a pasuk in Parshas Tazria, but rather Lech Lecha. Parshas Lech Lecha, Avraham Avinu receives the mitzvah of milah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu describes the mitzvah in a certain way. What does he say? Himolachem kol zochem. Himolachem kol zochem. What does that mean? So the first part of the milah is cutting off the arla. Right? That's actually also in Parshas Tazria. Bayam Hashmini yimol besar arlosa. Basar of the arla. To cut off the arla, there's a foreskin on the Aver HaZachris that the child is born with. And they cut off that foreskin. They cut off the foreskin. What the male does is he pulls it. Now sometimes, if you don't know what he's doing, so it's very uncomfortable watching what he's doing. But if you know the metzius, if you know the biology, it's not so uncomfortable. I mean, there is a little bit of blood, but basically he pulls the foreskin over the aver and cuts off the end of the foreskin, and then it comes back. Right? It's not the aver itself that he's cutting. He's cutting the foreskin. It doesn't look normal. It's completely covered. So you pull the skin, cut off the end, and then peel it back. Why do I say peel it back? Because aside from the cutting of the arla, the second part of milah is removing the or hapriya, or peeling back the or hapriya, to be poreya, to uncover. Right? What does priya mean? It's actually not so clear. Some Rishon and Rashi and Shabbos seems to define priya in one place as peeling back. In a different place, he seems to define it as uncovering the aver. But that's a second part of milah. Where did this come from? That's not in Parshas Lech Lecha. So the Gemara in Yevamos and Daf Ayin Aleph says that Priya is learnt out of a halach l'mosh misina. It's actually alluded to in Sefer Yoshua. In Sefer Yoshua it says, Shuv molas b'nei Yisrael sheinis. Give b'nei Yisrael a second mila. What does that mean? You can't give someone a second mila once you do the first mila. No, it means take off the second or. Be poreya, the second or. It's not that Yoshua was mechadish this din, it's halacha l'mosh misina, but there's an asmachta in the pasuk. That's something extra. Avraham Avinu didn't get this part of milah. This is an extra part of milah after Matan Torah that was added to milah. That's the extra kedushas Yisrael. B'nei Keturah don't have this, but the extra kedushas Yisrael requires that not only do you take the besar ha arla off, but you also have to be poreya the or hapriya. How do we do that? So most molim bezmanas actually cut the orha mila and the orha priya together. They do what's called milo priya bevasachas. From the Rishonim, from the Rambam, you get the impression that it's really two stages. First you cut the mila, cut the orla off, and then your porea, then you peel back. You peel back the membrane that covers over the aver. But the way most of the molim do bezmanas is that they take a kli, they take some kind of a utensil, and they run around the aver. They put it around the aver to separate that or hapriya. That's why, if you notice, when the moil prepares the baby, some moil prepare the baby outside of the shul, because they don't want the baby to cry. You know, it just doesn't look good. You know, they want people to think that they're great moil, and they can do the mila and the baby never cries. It's ridiculous. The baby has to cry. It's just the question is whether you hear the baby crying or you don't hear the baby crying, right? So some moil prepare the baby outside. Other moil just prepare the baby right there. So that they separate the Orha Priya from the Aver, and then they pull the Orha Priya and the Orha Orla together, and they cut them Vasachas. That's what most Molim do. They do that because apparently the healing process is better, and it's easier if you don't simply peel back the Orha Priya. If you cut it off, so then what happens is it won't recover the Aver, and it's gone, so it can't come back. So the healing process is better, and it's better in the sense that it's not going to cover the aver again. So that's what most of the Marlin do. So even though some of the Rishonim seem to say that it's really two parts, like two things that we do one after the other, but it's okay, but the Poskim say that if you do Milu Priya Vasachas, that's fine. These are the first two parts of the Mitzvah Mila. But then there's another aspect of the Mitzvah Mila, and that is Hatavas Dam Bris, taking a little dam from that Mokum. Now, normally, that's not a separate mitzvah, meaning if you take off the Or Ha'arla and the Or Ha'apriya, you're going to be made of dam. Yes, there is going to be dam. But this is another element of Mila. The Gemara, in different places, talks about Hadamas dam based in the context of someone who's nolad mohel. If someone is nolad without a Mila, meaning without the Or on top, without the foreskin on top of the Mila, so that he doesn't have a regular bris, so do we do nothing? The Gemara has a discussion whether you have to do Hatovas dam based on such a person. It's a very strange scenario. We don't have this. I mean, we heard, you know, Shane was born nolad mohel, others were born nolad mohel, but we don't really have such a thing. Right? But the question is, what does that Gemara show you? Do you have to do Hatovas dam based because we're afraid that even if a person is nolad mohel, he looks like he's mohel, maybe there's a suffix orla kvusha, maybe there is an orla there, but we just can't see it. So if there is an orla, then we have to do something. So we are made of dam based so that it's like a quasi bismillah. Well, maybe no, it has nothing to do with an Orla Kvusha. There's another mitzvah. There's another mitzvah. Rashi and Shabbos seems to imply that there's another mitzvah to the bris. Hatavas dam bris is a separate mitzvah. He quotes from a pasuk in Sefer Zechariah. Gam at bedam bris chalakachti asirayach mibor ein mayim bo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I took at bedam brisech, right? We just read yesterday, Parsha Sachodesh, right? That they had bris milah before the Korban Pesach. So gam at bedam brisech, I took you with the dam of your bris, lakachti asirach. I took those who were tied up, right? Those who were b'shibud. I took you from a boar a mayim bo, right? A boar that didn't have mayim. What does that mean? Chazal talk about it. The tribe didn't have mayim. What does that mean? It didn't have Torah or whatever. But HaKadosh Baruch was saying that b'dam brisek, gam at b'dam brisek. So Rashi seems to be understanding that b'dam brisek. It's not just the bris. It's not just the mila. It's not just taking off the or. But you need dam. You need dam as well. I thought it was dam. It's like part of the mitzvah. It's an extra mitzvah. That's a third part of the mitzvah. And then the post can point out that there's a fourth and final aspect, and that is mitzitza. Mitzitza, that means sucking out some of the blood from the makom hamila. What is that for? So the Gemara in Shabbos and Kuflam and Gimelam and Bay seems to imply that it's tzarach kufua. It's to let the baby heal properly. That's the impression you get from the Gemara. But some of the poskim say that even if that's the ikar sorach of mitzitza, but it's part of the mitzvah. It becomes part of the mitzvah. There are certain hints to this in the Rishonim. We're not going to get involved in all of the details. But that's a discussion in the poskim. Is mitzitza just a sorach refuah? It's just a medical need to enable the baby to heal? Or has it become part of the mitzvah of mila? Mitzad minig, it's become part of the mitzvah of mila. What's the nafkamina, whether mitzitza is part of mitzvah mila or it's just to heal the baby? Nafkamina is, could you do mitzitza bekli? Can you do mitzitza in another way that's not mitzitza befer? If the minig always was to do mitzitza befer, but now you feel that you want to do mitzitza bekli, so does that work? So if it's a part of the mitzvah mila, it could be that it has to be done exactly the way it was done in the past. But if you say that it's only litzarach refuah, so we don't need mitzitza to heal the baby. We have antiseptics. We have other things that probably are better than mitzitza. But we're not going to not do the mitzitza. Mitzitza, Chazal say, sucking out some of the blood somehow helps. It gets away some of the bacteria or whatever it's accomplishing. So we're not going to do away with mitzitza, but maybe mitzitza because should be sufficient. Maybe you can do mitzitza with a tube. Right, suck out with the tube. You don't actually have to put your mouth to the makom hamila and suck it out directly. That's a major, major discussion. This is an old machlokas, right? It's reared its head recently in the last 20 years, but this is an old machlokas way before the 21st century. The Chasam Sofer and the Tshuva seems to say that mitzitza befer is only a tzorach refuah, but many of his talmidim, Maram Shik and others, weren't so sure. They weren't sure that he said it bechlal. This tshuva doesn't appear in the tshuva's Chasam Sofer. There's a lot of controversy over this tshuva of the Chasam Sofer. But this is an old machlokas. There were some poskim who felt that you have to do dafka mitzitza befer, because even if it's a tzorach refuah, but it's also a chelek mitzvah mila, and you have to do mila exactly the way that they did it in past generations, because that's the minig. And others say, no, it's the tzorach refuah, that's all it is, so just do it. But if you do it bekli, there's certainly no problem with doing it bekli. Obviously, if there's any suffix sakana koldo, if the moil is carrying any disease, or if the child might be carrying disease, if there's any suffix either for the moil or for the baby, you're not going to do mitzitza befer. It's ridiculous. Right? Because nefesh is dofer kol haTorah, who lives dofer mitzvah mila too. Get a different moil, or the moil should do it bekli. If some kind of disease is rampant and we're really concerned, So then one should not do mitzitza b'feh. But there are Marlin who point out that in most circumstances there really is no danger. You know, you can do 1,000 brisim and there's no danger. So there were celebrated cases where children unfortunately did get sick, and some actually died. So that brought the whole discussion to the fore. But it's not so simple. It isn't so simple. A person has to follow the psak of a Mora Horah to figure out what the proper thing is to do. Some Moralim still do Matitza Befeh, and they have ways they clean out their mouths with alcohol, with other things, and others, Bechlal, will never do Matitza Befeh. They feel that one should do Matitza Bekli, and they should be Mefarsim that you could do Matitza Bekli since it's an option. Once it's an option, they feel that everyone should do it. So that's the controversy. That's the controversy, whether you do Matitza Befeh or you don't do Matitza Befeh. Who does the bris milah? So obviously it's best if a Jew does the bris milah. Can a non-Jew do the bris milah? L'chatchila, we don't allow a non-Jew to do the bris milah. What happens if the d'eved, a non-Jew, does the bris milah? So that's a discussion. The Mechaber, in Hilchos Milah, in Siman Reish Samach Dalet, in Sif Aleph, and the Ramah there, they have a machlokas where the Anina Tavis Dam Bris, if the non-Jew does the bris milah. Meaning, is the bris milah mamish a milah psula? The Taz has a comment to try to explain why you shouldn't mean a tavas dam bris. He says, "Lo matzinu b'Torah shetzarach mila l'shma." But mila is not a get. It's not a sefer Torah. No one heard. We never found that mila has to be l'shma. That mila doesn't have to be l'shma. Why shouldn't a guy be able to do it? But the Yevnei l'chatchila, we won't want him to do it. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah has different psukim for why l'chatchila we don't have a guy do it. Right? Ve'ata is brisi sishmar. Maybe only someone who's bechlal the bris should do the bris. Himol yimol, hamol yimol, someone who is gemalt can do the bris. The guy is not gemalt, he doesn't, even if he's circumcised, but that's not a bris mila, so maybe he shouldn't do the bris. There are different reasons why the guy should not do the bris. But says the Taz, we never find that mila has to be l'shma, so as long as he does the maisa properly, if you have a gadol amir al gabov, you can look at what he did and you see that it was done properly, so then that should work with the evan. That should work with the evan. So that's a machlokas. It's a machlokas. The Mechaber says that that b'di'eved it's okay, and the Ramah says that you need hatavas dan bris, that you will need hatavas dan bris in that scenario. What happens if a woman does a bris milah? Why would a woman do a bris milah? Let's say a woman is a pediatrician in the hospital, and she sees this child, Goldberg, right? There's a newborn baby with the name Goldberg, and the parents are not from. So she doesn't know, is he going to have, you know, they're going to circumcise him anyway in the hospital. There's a lot of circumcision that occurs in the hospital anyway. They say it's good medically, it's healthy for the children. So even if they're not Jewish babies, very often they're going to circumcise them anyway. So should she circumcise the baby? Or should she, you know, let's say there's a non-Jewish doctor who could do the circumcision. Is it better for her to circumcise? Or is it really, you know, pick them, there's no difference. The non-Jew and the Jew, and the Jewish, the female Jewish doctor is the same. So it's not so clear, actually. It's a machlokas, the mechaber amah. The Mechaber says that a woman, a Jewish woman, can do a bris milah. So according to the Mechaber, she certainly should do the bris milah better than the non-Jew. The Ramah says, l'chatchila, a woman should not do the bris milah. If you learn that a non-Jew shouldn't do a bris milah because hamol yimol, so then the woman is not gemalt. She doesn't have a bris milah herself, so then l'chatchila, she shouldn't do the bris either. But the Ramah says that you don't have to do atavas dam bris. See, this is different. If a non-Jew would do the bris, so then the Ramah says you have to do atafah. But if a Jewish woman does the bris, so then the Ramah agrees that you don't have to do atafah's dan bris. So certainly, if a woman is a pediatrician, she's in the hospital, and there's a baby that looks Jewish, the family is not observant, so it's better for her to do the circumcision. If the circumcision is being done anyway, better for her to do the circumcision, and, you know, her name will go on the record, and at least he won't... He's not going to need hatafa later. He won't need hatafa. She should have in mind to do it l'shem mila, and you know, should make a bracha, but certainly have in mind to do it l'shem mila. And I don't know. Maybe she should make a bracha. Maybe she should make a bracha. She's mitzvah, right? There are three different obligations mentioned: the father and Besdin, all of Klal Yisrael is mitzvah, and the person themselves. So if she's doing the mitzvah, maybe Shaka, she should make a bracha. What is the bracha on mila? Let's talk about brachas. So we know that moyel, the moyel makes the birchas hamitzvah. Right? The moyel says Asher b'shanu v'sos v'tzivanu al hamila. And then the father says lahachniso b'viso shel Avraham Avinu. Asher b'shanu v'sos v'tzivanu lahachniso b'viso shel Avraham Avinu. Heichan motzino rishonim ol es, do we find two birchas hamitzvah and one mitzvah? We have one birchas hamitzvah. What kind of a strange notion is this that we have two brachas and one mitzvah? Tosus and Sochem is this shayla. Tosus and Sochem and Avzayin and other Rishonim. Rabbi Nutan is quoted by Tosus and Sochem as saying, "La'achnisa b'vizu shel Avraham Avinu is not a birchas hamitzvah at all. It's a birchas hashavach to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Kedushas Yisrael, for the mitzvah of Mila. It's not a birchas hamitzvah. So that's why we have a second bracha. In Achanami, there are no two birchas hamitzvah and one mitzvah. But this is not a birchas hamitzvah, so that's why we have the second mitzvah. That's why we have the second bracha. Others disagree. Others say that maybe it's a birchas hamitzvah. There are some who say that maybe lachnis v'rizu shel Avraham Avinu was a birchas hamitzvah on the chinuch of the father of the child. The father's mitzuga to do a lot of things to his child. Lamulo, liftoso, he does a bris milah, a pidyon haben, he has to teach him Torah, he has to get him married off, he has to be mechanich him properly. So maybe this is a bracha on the chinuch of the father, a bracha on a different mitzvah. Different approaches. What's enough nafkamina whether lachnisa b'vizu shel Avraham Avinu is a birchas hamitzvah or birchas hashavah? Someone is saying maybe the nafkamina is when you make the bracha, right? Because we know birchas hamitzvah chalamitzvah kula mevarech aleihen over lasiyasim. You're supposed to make the birchas hamitzvah before doing the mitzvah. So, if it's a birchas hashavah, there's room to say that maybe you should make the bracha dafka afterwards. If you do the bris milah, then you make the birchas hashavah. But if it's a birchas hamitzvah, either if it's a bracha on the milah, or if it's a bracha on all of the mitzvahs that the father is going to do to the child, milah is part of the mitzvahs that the father has to do to the child, so maybe lachnisa should be recited before the mitzvah milah if it's a bracha mitzvah. What we do is we actually recite lachnisa between the milah and the priya. Right? If the moil were to wait between the two, then it would be great, but you know, since we do Mila and Priya b'Vasachas, so it's not going to be between the Mila and the Priya per se, but the post can say that even though the Mila and the Priya, the Orha Mila, the Orha Priya are cut off together, but then the Moyel sort of fixes up the Orha Priya. He peels it back a little bit, so there is a little bit of time. So that's why the father makes his bracha between the Mila and the Priya. The Moyel will make his bracha, and then the father immediately makes the bracha. He shouldn't wait. Right? Sometimes if the Moyel doesn't tell the father, make the bracha immediately, so the father's waiting. He wants to be told when to make the bracha. Don't wait. The moment that the bracha of the moil is over, everyone's going to answer amen. Right after they answer amen, you make your bracha. Because the truth is, by the time the amen's answered, the moil has already finished the cut. It's a clean cut. It's over. He doesn't take time. So then the father makes the bracha lachnis of the vizur shalom, you know, and then the moil finishes the job. Whatever peeling back of the orha priya he does, then he'll do after the father is finished with his bracha. We make a shachianu by a bris mila, but that's a big machlokas too. Big machlokas. The Shulchan Aruch holds that you make a shachianu by the bris mila. The Ramah says that the minig is not to make a shachianu. He said the Ramah says that if it's a bechor haroi lepidyon, the bechor haroi lepidyon, so then you make a shachianu. The Shach says the minig in Ashkenaz is not to make a shachianu on a bris mila. The minig in Sfarad, the Mechaber, the minig of the Sfarad is to make a shachianu. But the Shach says that we don't make a shachianu. The Vilna Gaon disagreed. The Vilna Gaon was one of the Chachmei Ashkenaz, and yet he felt that you should make a bracha. He's docha what the Shach says. Why don't you make a shachianu? So some have this idea that Sara Diyanuka, the baby is not happy. Because the baby is not happy, you shouldn't make shachianu, shachianu, v'kiyimanu, v'higiyanu, lazman hazeh, that the baby's not happy. It's not the right time to make a shachianu. The Gra says, but we find a shachianu even when people are not happy. If someone's parent is nifta, someone's father is nifta, and he gets a big yerusha, so he makes a shachianu. Despite the fact that he's very unhappy, the person could be very unhappy that the father was nifta, that doesn't stop him from making a shachianu. What do the two have to do with each other? He makes a shachianu because he gets the Yerusha, he gets the Maman, but he's unhappy that the father was nifta. So the same thing over here. The person could be unhappy for the Tzara Diyanuka, but that doesn't mean that there shouldn't be a shachianu. So those who follow Minhage Hagra, they make a shachianu. I was once at a bris in Mansi, And I heard that they made a shachiyano. I was so surprised because, you know, it wasn't a Sfari shul. You know, it was all Ashkenazim. I was surprised that he made a shachiyano. Someone touched. I went over to the rabbi of the shul, so he said, it's the Minig Chaim Berlin. Rav Huttner apparently was manhig all of them in Hagi Agro and Chaim Berlin. So apparently the Minig there is you make a shachiyano on a bris because they follow Minig the Gra. I think in Eretz Yisrael, even today Ashkenaz will make a shachiyano on Mila because they follow in Hagi Agro and Eretz Yisrael. So it's the same idea. But, you know, those who are not in Eretz Yisrael, or those who are not from Chaim Berlin, so if you're Ashkenaz, you'll go to many bris throughout your life. You'll never hear a shachiyano. Then you go to a Sfaradi bris, you'll hear for the first time. But that's the machlokas. You make a shachiyano by a bris mila or not. One of the interesting shilas in bris mila is what to do when you have the bris of twins, two boys. What do? The minig is that we make a hefsek between the two brisim. We keep both boys in the outer room, then we take one of the boys in, leave his brother outside, leave the twin outside, we do the bris on the first one, and then we make some kind of a hefsek. You know, you'll have a drusha, dvar Torah, or some short shtickle Torah, something, they'll say something to be matzik between the two, and then we bring the second boy in, and we do the bris for the second boy. What's the need for a hefsek? Why do we do that? Let's just do the two of them right there. Maybe just say one bracha on both brisim. Ah, oh, that's the problem. That's exactly the problem. There are two reasons why we make a hefsek between the brisim, the brisos of twins. One is that there's a machlokas in the Torah in Yeridei and Hilchas Mila, where the Yitaka should make one bracha on the two babies, or make two brachas. Right? There's an old shiloh. Let's say a person is shechting. You take a shechet in a slaughterhouse. He's shechting multiple behemoths. So does he make a bracha la shechita on every single behemoth? Right? And you make a bracha, you make a bracha la shechita on every behemoth or not? So we are knowing that you make only one bracha. Right? Just like you make only one bracha on the shechita of one behemoth. So some say, why shouldn't you make one bracha on the meal of two tinokos? Should be the same as shechita. But the other svara is that no, it's different, because when it comes to shechita, technically you could shech two behemoths bevas achas. If you had a very long knife, you literally could shech them at the same time. With the two tinokos, it's impossible. You can't do the two brisos at the same time. It's just not going to work. So because you can't do the two brisos at the same time, it could be that here you have to make a separate bracha, because it's nidon as a davar b'tnei atzmo, it's a mitzvah b'tnei atzmo. That's a shaila. Machlok is 2 days in the tour. La halacha the mechaber paskin, that if you have twins, you make one bracha. You can bimal them together and you make one bracha. But the Rama says no. That if you're soch bein time, if you speak between the two, then you're not going to make one bracha. Because sicho is always mevato, it's always a hefsek. So comes the shach and says that the minig is to always make two brachas because we're afraid. Al piro, people are meisiach between the two. But because al piro, people are going to speak between the two brisos, maybe the moil will speak as well. So therefore the minig is that we make two brachas. But since it's a suffix, we keep the second baby outside the room, so the first bracha is not going to be chal on the second baby, because you're making the first bracha without the baby being there, so we keep the second baby in the outer room to solve the problem. But now it's really a hefsek, so you can make a second bracha. This is one reason why we make a hefsek. We keep the baby in the other room, and we make a hefsek to make sure that you'll be able to make a second bracha on the second baby. But the second reason is based on a Gemara in Sota, that we're not mitaher tu mitzaraim ke'echad. Right? There's a tara for a mitzaraim. We don't do that together. We don't do the ritzia. We don't pierce the ear of two avodim ivrim at the same time. Why? Because einos and mitzvahs, chavilos, chavilos. We don't do mitzvahs in bunches. Like the Rashbam himself explains, it's domal of kamase. It looks like, oh, you're trying to, you know, chaparayim. Get it finished. You know, let's do all of them together. Let's do, you know, five brisos, five mitzaroi. Let's do it all together. It looks like it looks like a desire to the mitzvah that domal of kamase. So one of the Rishonim says that the same thing holds true by shnei tinokos. Mishum chavilos chavilos, you should not do the milos together. Don't do the brisim together. So comes the Magen Avraham in Siman Kuf Mem Zayin and says, according to Tosfos and Sota, not only should you not do the brisos together, you shouldn't even line them up together. It's not just that to be metar the mitzaraim one after the other is a problem. No, even to stand them there, because you're going to be doing them one after the other, that's also a problem with chavilas chavilas. Dr. Magen Avraham, according to that, what should emerge is if you have twins, then you really should keep one outside the room, because if you bring them both together, even if you're going to make different brachas on them, it doesn't matter, but putting them together looks like chavilas chavilos, so that would be a problem of design of the mitzvah. So that's the other reason why the minhag has developed, that we try to keep the second baby outside, and we save the bitar between the two to make some kind of a hefsek, and once we do that, so then we're able to have the second baby.